ko Ngātoki Matawhaurua te waka, ko Puhanga Tohara te maunga, ko Hokianga Hakapau Karakia te moana, no Hokianga Ahau, ko Ngāpui te iwi, ko Koro Taku Ingoa. I come from the place where the sparkling waters of the Hokianga Harbour. I come from Hokianga. My tribe is Ngāpuhi, and my name is Koro Carmen.
Koro Carmen is Maori and speaks the language of his people. New Zealand's indigenous people are seen as friendly and helpful, proud and confident. Like Koro, he's well versed in their traditions.
Before us is the Hokianga Harbour. It's around about 40 kilometres in length. It's connected to the Tasman Sea, of which we can also see in front of us. And guarding the entrance to the Hokianga Harbour is a landscape which seems sort of almost out of place. I'm referring to, of course, a giant sandhill. In fact, we have a name for the giant sand dune. The name we refer to this landscape as is Niwa, N-I-W-A, Niwa. And directly opposite Niwa, we can see a big rock there. And that rock we call Arai Te Uru, Arai Te Uru.
Omapere is on New Zealand's North Island. Behind us is Hokinga Harbour, with its enormous sand dune and tiny village of just 200 people. The black tarmac of the two-lane State Highway 12 snakes through the empty hills. The quiet countryside is overlooked by a few seagulls who've swept in from the notoriously rough Tasman Sea nearby. After just 20 kilometres, we reach one of the most unusual places in the country and one of the oldest forests on Earth, Waiapua Forest.
Tu ana hau ki te wā tapunui a tāne. Ka kōrero a hau ki te whānau a tāne ki a tāne haka piripiri. Ki ngā rākau, ki ngā hua, ki ngā manu, ki ngā kire. Te rangi o te wai, o te Aotūroa me te whenuai. Ka heke ngā pā kia kā ki te wau o papa tuanuku. Ko ngā pekā kia ranginui, haumi. Hui e tai ki e. If I was to directly translate the name Waipaua into English, Wai, W-A-I, Wai is water, Po, P-O, Po is the night or the darkness, Ua, U-A is the rain, Waipo Ua, Waipaua, the rain in the forest.
This green paradise is home to rare birds, but especially to the towering giants of the forest, the kauri trees. Waiapua Forest is New Zealand's most famous kauri forest and a sacred place for Maoris, Koro Carmen explains. The biologist, tour guide and dedicated rugby fan knows the area better than most.
It's a very ancient environment filled with giant sentinels. And we refer to these giant sentinels as kauri trees, and they also have names. And so we are now on our way, on a journey to encounter, firstly, Te Matua Ngahere, the father of the forest, the oldest known kauri tree in the world, and then we will conclude by visiting Tāne Mahuta, the lord of the forest, who is the largest kauri tree in the world. And I say in the world because they have very close cousins found in countries like Australia, Fiji, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Argentina. But of all those very close cousins, they are the larger. So they are our ancestors.
A magical place. It's cool and wet. The rich greens, browns and reds of the trees are woven through with thick, shimmering undergrowth. As we walk along the narrow part of the kauri forest, we find ourselves whispering, as though we don't want to disturb the secrets of this place. From time to time we pause as Cora Carmen points to decaying tree stumps and other small wonders at the edge of the path. A glittering silver fern, a hole in the earth which serves as a daytime hiding spot for New Zealand's national bird, the kiwi, a kauri seedling.
I have a message, courtesy of a Māori proverb. Ahako he iti, he paunamu. Despite being small, you are of great value. Everything has a beginning. The beginnings of a giant.
During the day, the Kauri forest is frequented by tourists, but in the evening, it's a more intense, solitary experience. The twilight envelops the giant trees in a shadowy haze. The lord of the forest extends for a poker straight 51 metres into the sky. It's over 2,000 years old. Not far away, the father of the forest. Its trunk is so huge that hugging it takes 16 people with their arms outstretched.
Nau mai ngā hua te wā nui a tāne. Nā tāne nā rongo nā tāwhiri mātea.
Like all kauri trees, these giants have dropped their lower branches over the centuries. Their tall trunks are smooth, all branches and leaves reserved for the tip of their crowns. So there's plenty of space in the undergrowth for smaller trees, bushes, mosses and ferns.
This forest is home to over 400 species of plants. Some of these plants poisonous, and some of those plants were used ironically to heal broken bone and damaged ligaments. The berries from some of our plants were fruit. The fruit attracted birds. Birds were food. I would also like to at this point take the opportunity to acknowledge the guardians of the Waipoua, and that is the Māori tribe called Te Roroa.
There are over 400 different plant species in the Kauri forest. Some are poisonous, says Koro Carmen. He also works for Footprints Waiapua, an organisation offering tourists a unique insight into the natural world. The tours are led by local Maori who explain, for example, how their Polynesian ancestors built canoes from kauri trunks in pre-colonial times. Waiapua Forest still belongs to the Tororua tribe.
Maori believe in gods of the different elements, god of the sea, god of the wind, for example. I have welcomed you to the domain of Tāne Mahuta, who is our god of the forest. Welcome to Waipoua, the largest kauri forest in New Zealand. 22,000 acres, 9,000 hectares big. Kia niwaha, kia arai te uru.
Koro Carmen begins to sing, greeting the god of the forest. He asks for forgiveness for disturbing the forest's peace. Softly glowing LED lights are switched on, and the wonder of the forest stands before us, growing up to meet us out of the distant past. It's a feeling of timelessness. This place looks just as it would have 500 years ago, untouched by the transformations of time.
Kia arai te uru.
The Industrial Revolution, cultural and religious battles, hot and cold wars, the internet, wealth and poverty, misery and abundance. All the changes mankind has brought to planet Earth.
Te toko toko I whē nuku, te toko toko I whē rangi. Tokia, tukia, ko te mumu, ko te awha, ko te mānehi kai o tā tākiri panapan. Kā rau I runga, kā rau I raro. Kā whaita more runga, kā whaita more raro tēnā ko te pau. Te pau orongo, norongo, mauri ora, kā uai. Ai tēnā koe te matua, te rākau tāwhito. Tēnā koe mō tēnei meangi tū ki te hono hono. Nō reira, ngā mihi, ngā mihi, a ngā mihi ni ki a koe.
Greetings to you, this old tree. We are only said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. I'm hoping that you might feel the same when I say that this is one of those. This is one of our treasures. That Te Matua Ngahere, this tree, stood 2,000 years before this country's first discoverer. That would mean that Te Matua Ngahere stood 1,000 years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
Two hikers from Switzerland are suddenly by our side. They've heard about this forest. Out here in nature is where they feel most comfortable, they whisper. For the Maori, the kauri trees provide a spiritual connection to the world of their ancestors. According to tradition, this is how the world began. The father of the sky, the mother of the earth, met in an intimate embrace. Their children decided to separate their parents to let in the light. The strongest child, Tane Mahuta, pushed himself against his mother's shoulders and into the light. This way, his parents, the earth and sky, were separated, and light found its way in between the lovers. The trees are also closely connected to death. When a tree dies, so does a person, tradition says. Kauri specialist Koro Carmen has another Maori tale.
Can I tell you a quick story about a young Maori warrior who one day went walking in the forest looking for a tree that he could cut down? He found the perfect tree, so he cut it down. Tired and hungry, he returned home. The next day, he found that tree not lying down, but standing up. Confused, he cuts the tree down again. Tired and hungry, he returns home. The next day, he finds that tree again, not lying down, but standing up. This time, with some anger, he cuts the tree down. Tired and hungry, this time he does not return home, but he hides in some bushes nearby because he wants to find out what's going on. That night, he saw all the little insects and all the little birds putting that tree back together again. So he jumps out from behind his hiding place and he says to those little insects and birds, "What are you doing? For I need this tree to build my family a canoe," they reply. "Young warrior, you have not asked permission of Tane Mahuta, the god of the forest. We therefore cannot let you take this tree until you do." He asks for permission. He then cuts the tree down again, but this time, do you know what those little birds and insects do? They help him to build his canoe. The moral of that story is respect for the little things, and in that story, the little things are the insects and birds. For the big things, in that story, the big thing is the tree. For some of us, maybe, the higher things in that story, Tane Mahuta, the god of the forest. Without the little things, there are no big things.
Nā Tane Mahuta, ka mō hiori pōhō.
Perhaps the Maori have preserved something here which others have lost, Cora Carmen says. The knowledge of where we come from in order to figure out where we're going. Saying goodbye, Cora Carmen gestures towards the oldest tree in the world.
Everything has a purpose. My personal opinion of the purpose of this stump, to Te Matua Ngahere, Te the Matua Father Ngahere Forest, the father of the forest, Te Matua Ngahere. This is the oldest known kauri tree in the world. Now, my own personal opinion is that this stump serves two purposes. Firstly, that it acts as a reminder of a recent past where we made some very bad decisions. But also, secondly, it's an opportunity for us to make better decisions going forward.
Hutia te rito, te hara kekehe, kaihia te he ko makoho e he ko. Ki mahai ki, ahou, ahou, he aha te mea hanui o te heau. Makuhu e ki aha tuhu, he tangata he, tangata he, tangata he.